Welcome to Doing It Bubba Style, the number one rated internationally syndicated motorsports show. Brought to you by the award-winning father and son car building team and the hosts of the show, Bubba and Tom.
Doing pretty good so far, man. How about yourself?
Sunny South Florida. Thank you, Bob. You know what? It's funny, too, because normally we're getting tons and tons of sun here in sunny South Florida. We've been getting a lot of rain lately, man.
Man, I'll tell you what, dude. It hasn't stopped for the past, I would say, probably 2 weeks straight. Nonstop rain. Incredible flooding everywhere.
Yeah, man. We get that a lot this time of the year, but not this bad, huh?
Yeah, you know, not this bad, but it's all right, man. We needed some rain. It's been pretty hot so far. I mean, it technically is kind of still winter everywhere else, man.
Yeah, really. That's true, man. That's true. New camera angle. You kind of reset the studio in here today. We like to put our hands on everything here, kind of do a lot of the production ourselves without our in-house producer, but you've moved the camera angles around a little bit. I like it, man. Looks good.
Yeah, it's
man.
You know, different angle, different shot. Just depends on really who's in the room and how many people we've got going and what's on the screen and all that stuff.
Good morning to all of our listeners around the world. Welcome to Doing It Bubba Style, the number one rated internationally syndicated motorsports podcast brought to you by Tom and Bubba, the amazing award-winning father and son car building team. We're honored to be with you. We're honored you're spending your time with us. We certainly appreciate it. This episode is brought to you by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. That's Bubba's Exotic Motorsports.com. The Moose is back from Hollywood, California. Everything is now online. Miss Outlaw Boutique. The Moose is loose online. MissOutlawBoutique.com. Bob, I want to talk about Orange County Choppers. Talk to Jim Kerr, Paul Sr. over there. A lot of good things going on over there, man.
Yeah, man. Starting May 28th. Of course, back at it again, the boys from American Chopper Discovery,
right on,
amazing series. That is May 28th, 10 p.m. Thursday nights on Discovery Channel. Stay tuned and look forward to
it. It's going to be a lot of fun, man. By the way, Senior's got the whole crew back together, man. He's just a great dad, great humanitarian. I'm just real, real excited for them. You'll see Mikey, you'll see Junior, the whole crew's back together, Bob.
Yeah, pretty cool.
It's going to be an amazing time.
Looking
forward to it, man, for sure. Got to thank all of our other sponsors as well. Nitto Tire, Monster Bub, Energy Drink. I mean, just everybody, man. American Racing, everyone, man.
Yeah, a lot of good guys out there, a lot of great companies out there in the industry. You know, man, we're blessed to be aligned with some of the best ones out there. You know, just building some high quality, insane rides. We've got an incredible amount of sick stuff going on right now inside the facility. And it's just, man, I'll tell you what, dude, when you're designing and building SEMA style vehicles for daily driven clients every day, that's pretty solid.
I mean, you build for everybody from the general layman to the major celebrity buffs, no questions about it.
Yeah.
Speaking of celebrities, we're going to have a really, really good guest join us today. We're going to have Matt D'Andrea from a very, very fun show. He co-hosts with actually Adam Carolla, Bob.
That's right.
And it's going to be a really, really, really fun show. Carcast and fun. He's a host of two podcasts, Bob. The other one he does with Sammy Hagar's son, Aaron Hagar, man.
That's right, man.
It's going to be a lot of fun, man.
Yeah, really looking forward to it.
A lot of fun. He's both of them are into the vintage cars. We're going to talk a little bit about them. You're out there working on the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports, the 991. You're doing the GT3 conversion to that car, I believe it is. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be an amazing look, man.
Yeah, man. It's a pretty sick stance, you know, and it's, you know, totally different when you compare, you know, a lot of guys out there that want to buy high-end cars, but they, you know, sometimes you just want to do it on a certain level. Maybe everybody operates off of a budget and there's nothing wrong with that. And, you know, that's what we're getting ready to do on this one here is, do a full GT3 conversion kit to it. We've already done all the power and performance packages to this car. It's already stage two. So it's already laying down at just at about a 450 horsepower mark, which is pretty solid and fun, you know, for the Porsche cars. You know, that gets you in that 0-60 in 3 second range, and that's a lot of fun for a street ride. And now it's all about just making that thing have that aggressive look to it, as if it already didn't. You know, we're going to go ahead and push it right over the top with a full GT3 RS conversion kit to it as well.
A lot of people don't know that here in the Palm Beaches, Bub, this is the exotic car capital of the world. And we have huge events. We've got the Palm event. We've got Supercar Week. We've got all that stuff that goes on. BEM 991 that you've designed and developed is known in the Porsche community. It's known. It's known in the exotic car community, just like the BEM 981. They're very well recognized cars. When they see this roll out for this year's adaptation, they're going to be blown away, Bob.
Yeah, it's going to be pretty solid, man. It's, you know, we've done some pretty insane upgrades to it already. Like I mentioned, it's already stage two from a power and performance standpoint. Now we're down to, we've already done the stance setup on it, the wheel and tire, three-piece wheel and tire combo and stance, that's done. We've done, you know, the big brake kit to it. So we've done, you know, a lot of little aesthetics and, you know, mods here and there. Now it's just that big chunk of change going in for that GT3 RS conversion, which is a pretty solid number, even just doing that conversion kit alone, looking at just over that $15,000, $20,000 mark, still a big savings when you compare the cost of a Carrera S at 140 versus a GT3 RS at the 275, 300 mark. So it's a huge savings, but you're still putting a lot of money in to do that style conversion. And that's what you get when you're working with high-end rides.
It really, really is. I want to say good morning. We're getting our friends from all over the world to include Mark Hoffman, the BEM number 12 dirt driver. He has been out there pushing it out there, winning the races again this year, Bub, but they've been rained out up in the Northeast. So the track car hasn't been out there, man.
Yeah.
He's been spending the time doing a lot of great updates. Good morning to our great friend, Jack, up in Ontario, Canada, Bub, and Lewin Hayden out there in Ozark, Missouri, man. Good morning, everybody. Everybody, thank you for joining us here. I hope you're all seated back. Nice warm cup of coffee. We are going to have Matt D'Andrea, the co-host of the very, very famous CarCast show with Adam Carolla. By the way, does anybody know that Adam Carolla is not only an avid car collector, Bub? You know this. Talk a little bit about Adam's collection and what our guest has today in his collection.
Yeah, man, pretty solid collection that Adam's got in his, and some fairly freaking rare rides.
Wow,
I'll tell you what, especially talking about that Porsche styling, the vintage ride.
Yeah, man.
Some serious trophy winner rides that he's got at pretty hefty seven-figure appraisals on them. So looking forward to, you know, getting to play around with some of that stuff with Matt's collection. He's got a pretty solid, incredible collection himself. You know, everything from, you know, fun daily toys to SEMA style rides to just anything and everything you can imagine, man. Just guys getting in the industry, having a great time with a lot of fun toys.
Yeah, I mean, Matt himself, he's doing a 2001 BMW, much like the one we're doing here. A very, very good, solid character we're building for, very well known. Well, maybe not so known, but a very prominent character. You're doing a 76 BMW 2002, Bub.
Yeah.
That car looks beautiful, man.
Yeah, man, definitely pretty sick. You know, and those things, it's crazy too, because the vintage Beamers are starting to really take off right now, both in like the restoration side of the world, but also in like the racing side / pro touring side, man. There's starting to be a lot of companies out there offering a lot of incredible parts for them. And that's what makes it really fun, man, is, you know, being able to take that old and vintage and really modernize the crap out of it and really do whatever the heck it is you want to. If you want to do, some guys go as crazy as doing LS swaps in them where they can lay down 400, 500, 600, 700 horsepower,
crazy, isn't it?
Whether it's naturally aspirated or boosted, and really just have a tire shredding machine.
Yep. Yep. So it's, Jack says, everybody's saying the audio is breaking up a little bit, Bub. It's been that way for the last couple of weeks.
You know what I think is, I think a big part of it too is the weather that we're dealing with down here and our excellent, fabulous service carrier that provides our
Comcast,
network.
Right?
No, between Comcast and Sprint, bro, we're swimming upstream.
Yeah, I'm sorry, guys.
I'm telling you.
I'm sorry. I hope it straightens itself up. But it's funny, though, when we see the audio when we go into post-production with the shows, it doesn't sound like we're getting there.
That's typically what you get is, you know, for everybody out there that's listening, if it is skipping, if it is breaking up a little bit during live, that's, you know, because it is live broad streaming, that is the way that sometimes it comes across. But if you do watch it later on in the day after they actually go through and they smooth everything out and transition it, it does look beautiful and plays super smooth.
And see, look, God, I love our fans from around the world. Lewin, thank you. He says, now it's doing much better. Whoop, whoop. Hey, Bub, how you doing, man? You went out and saw a movie last night with your beautiful bride, the stunning supermodel Layla Von Aci, right?
Yeah, I did. We went and saw the new Deadpool movie.
How was it?
Pretty good, man. I think Ryan Reynolds, total stud muffin.
Yeah,
pretty
is
good.
Is he the
actor.
Guy who plays the Deadpool or whatever?
Yeah, for sure. You know, so we had a good time doing that, and you know, we just wanted to go and see it. It's pretty hard to get her to try to even go to like some sort of Marvel or DC Comics movie. She just won't do that kind of crap. Yeah. So I just got to be like, listen, I'm just going.
And you went to the real exclusive theaters. I could tell, man. You like that. You like me, like that GQ Friday, Saturday night dress. You know, you get up, you just put on a casual pair of jeans, nice Gucci shirts and designer shoes, man. You go out, have a good time, sit in the big leather recliners and let them bring you dinner while you see a movie.
Man, and you know what's crazy, dude? So let me tell you, there's so much moisture in the air down here in South Florida, right? And you're, right. I mean, you're maybe a half a mile off the water, especially everywhere we are right now. There's so much moisture and salt that's just like in the air. Anything that is not stainless steel rust. And
yeah,
literally,
yeah.
I was sitting in the movie theater last night. This movie theater is maybe a year old tops. Multi-million dollar movie theater.
Beautiful, man.
So much money put into this thing.
Just like the whole area.
you're literally sitting in these leather recliners. You've got your server coming up to you that's bringing you your dinner and your drinks. And I look over at the side, and these chairs are probably, I would guess, north
they're
of 10
grand. They're rusted and falling out of the tracks already?
Bro. All of the buttons on the side, everything that
popped
you push
out,
up,
springs to
everything. There's just rust bubbling up everywhere. I'm like, dude, I need a tetanus shot before I sit in this chair. Are you freaking kidding me? What happened here?
Right on. Good morning to my beautiful bride, Miss Robin, the mother, ladies and gentlemen. A lot of people don't know this, to the supermodel Layla Von Acey, Miss Outlaw herself. Miss Outlaw.
Pretty sure everyone in the world knows it because it's the very first thing, the only thing you pretty much say.
The Miss Outlaw is back from Hollywood. Big shopping. The moose is loose now, full time on the internet, ladies and gentlemen. You got to check it out, MissOutlawBoutique.com. Jack says, I wanted to ask Bub, since he hangs out with Orange County Chopper guys, actually, I'm the guy who spends most of the time with the Orange County Chopper guys. Bub spends the time, Jack, with Billy Lane. Billy Lane came down and spent time with you again last weekend, Bub.
That's right. Wait till we go on this cruise in June, too.
Oh, Christ.
Total gong show.
But Jack says, I wanted to ask Bub, since he hangs out with Orange County Choppers guys and Billy Lane, what's he ride if he has a ride? Yes, Bub has a ride. I have a ride also. We are huge Jack Harley Davidson guys, although we are not exclusive Harley Davidson guys. I will share with you that Bub is always tinkering and building something. Bub, do you want to tell him what you've just done?
No, listen, man. So Jack, let's just start here. Pro Streets, love them. I can't even tell you how many of them. Designed some, built some. Bought some, everything from American Iron Horse to Big Dogs to, man, TMCs. I've had so many of them, almost one of every brand out there. So I've
had
a little bit of them.
And built beautiful baggers,
and
choppers.
Built some nasty ones. Currently have a pretty sick laid out bagger, of course, on the ground, 26 inch front end, fully stretched. So it's like, that's kind of like my go-to, but
you built
a little extreme in that bike for what you'd put into a bike in terms of numbers. It shows really well. We have a lot of fun with it, but everything from that to, man, Sportsters, and we've got a couple street bikes, and I mean, just a lot of fun things. And I'll tell you what, dude, Pro Street 113s, if that's like a SNS based motor, man, hey, there's nothing more. I don't care how big fuel injected style motors go in terms of, like, Harley Davidson does the Screaming Eagle packages, the 103s, 107s, 110s, 121s. There is nothing like the raw, nasty horsepower of like a 113, 121 that's SNS based. Just raw, natural horsepower with a huge carburetor on it. It'll scare you, dude.
It is crazy,
that
Bub.
Kind of power scares you.
Do you want to tell Jack what you're building right now? You bought
No,
two
I kind
of
bypassed that one, if you noticed.
You bought two of the 2017 KZ125s and immediately cut them apart.
Yeah, right away.
One for your beautiful bride and one for you. What people don't know, unless you've met us out on tour and stuff like that, is Bub's about 5'9", and he weighs about 220 pounds. He's a solid muscle. I'm about 5'8", 166, 167. So Bub's he's a very heavy power lifter when we're in the gym every day. So to see Bub in something that's kind of less than the size of a Cadillac is rather entertaining, if you will. Now Bub goes and gets two of the brand new 2017 KZ125.
No, it's 2018 Z125.
Z125.
So if you go look at these things, Jack, just Google up an image of a Z125 stretch, and that's what you'll see what I'm doing right now. So I've literally taken this thing. It's a Z125. It's the smallest street legal crotch rocket you can buy. It's in between this mix of it's a full on crotch rocket, but has like a motor from a pit bike in it. And it's no bigger than the size of a pit bike that you would race at the track. So really, really awkward, totally fun. But I just lowered this thing down 7 inches, put it on the ground, full out big bore kit to it, and stretched this thing out 10 inches. So it's pretty funny looking, but I'll tell you what, dude, it looks really, really mean. It's really fun to cruise
on. It is fun. Jack up there in Ontario says, Creep Performance in Montreal. Shout out to those guys over there. Good morning. Jack says, I know what he's talking about with the 113 cubic inch. On my end, I have a Honda CRF 250L that I ride on-road, off-road. That's a new bike. Robin rides a 250 as well. Brand new 250 as well, like my Honda. And I don't have a daily bike because I drive. We have diesel and everything that comes to work with this. But my bigger bike is a 17 Harley Davidson Ultra Classic Low is what I ride.
That's right.
So that's
the word there is low, and it still doesn't make a difference on him not falling over.
Lewin Hayden says, Tom, do you have a sidecar? Yes, but for diesel, because he puts on his goggles, right? and just sits there. By the way, good morning to John Acosta. John is two things. He's our IT overseer, Bub, and John is also my music instructor.
Yeah.
So I play with John every Thursday night at Zaya Studios from 5:30 to 6:30 p.m. It's my 1 hour getaway every week, Bub. So it's a lot of fun.
I want you to know, John, if you're out there listening to, that is the most stressful day in my entire life.
Talk
so
about it.
Every day I go to the gym at 3 o'clock. I work out from 3 to 6.
Now, John, am I ever on time? Do I ever come in late to the show or to class?
So ahead, I bud. Work out from 3 to 6, come back to the shop, work from like 6 to 8, 6 to 9.
I know my wife's out there just laughing
and
right now.
This guy, I kid you not, the most stressful day, fully self-induced stress maker over here. Every day at 2:30, I get yelled at in the shop. Like, hey, I got to go. I got to leave at 3. I've got music tonight from 5 to whenever the heck it is with you guys.
5:30 to 6:30. Times never change.
Yeah, right. Times never change with you. They're always changing. So that's the way it goes down. So then finally, like 3 o'clock rolls around. I'm literally sitting in the car at our gate to go out for the facility. Our gates are always shut here. So I'm sitting there waiting. I open the gate up. I'm pulling out. He's still nowhere to be found. He's inside dicking around doing whatever the heck it is he's doing. So then I'm just leaving and I'm just going to the gym. I get to the gym. I get there like 3:15. He's still nowhere to be found. Now it's 3:40,
I'm already at the gym working
3:45.
Out.
He pulls in the parking lot. He has no gym clothes. His gym bottles are the wrong ones. He didn't take the right pre-gym. He didn't do this right. He's stressing about having to leave and go to music. He throws his bottles on the freaking ground in the middle of the parking lot, looking like some 4-year-old child that just lost his candy, smashing things, stomping, yelling at the top of his lungs, on his phone, dropping his keys, locks his keys in the car. I kid you not, this crap can't be made up. This is what's going on every Thursday.
So I break into somebody else's car.
From 3 to 4:30 before he finally gets in to work out, just to get there and talk to all of his buddies in the gym, do 2 sets, and then walk out the door.
But I'm a rock star, right, Bob?
Not at all.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have the distinct honor. Robin, my beautiful bride says, ladies and gentlemen, if you see Robin Nelbach responding or posting there live on Facebook, that is my bride. So anyways, ladies and gentlemen, I am extremely proud to announce to you our fellow podcaster, really, really, really good guy, Bob. Matt DeAndre comes to us. He's the host of 2 very successful podcasts. He's a big car guy himself. He knows a lot of people. He's out there in the California area. He's a really interesting cat, man, and he does a lot of great stuff. Perhaps he is most famously known for the co-host of the show he does with Adam Carolla. Both of them are vintage car guys, kind of like we are, too. And I want to bring him in, Bub, and welcome him, the co-host of CarCast, with us this morning, man. How's that sound, Bub?
Sounds good. I'm looking forward to it.
Matt, good morning. Are you with us here?
Hello. Good morning, guys. How are you?
There he is. Ladies and gentlemen,
up,
around the world, Matt DeAndrea from CarCast. How you doing, man? How is everything?
Oh, man, I'm doing well. It was a crazy night last night. With a bunch of friends and the supercharger on my BMW M3. I have an E46 M3 with a Vortex supercharger, and the supercharger just completely locked up and just shut down the motor. I had no way of I was trying to figure out what was going on. It was a fun night, but this is car guy problems, right? Like if you're going to drive an E46 with a supercharger on it, you've got to realize you're going to run into some issues. So, we walked down to a 7-Eleven last night, and the only thing there that I could find was,
there was no superchargers on the shelf.
There was no superchargers on the shelf. I found a roll of packing tape, right? And the roll of packing tape comes with like that plastic, you know, handle. It's like a little red plastic handle.
Yeah.
Got like a
the
little serrated metal piece. You know, the little serrated metal piece so you can cut the tape.
Now you've cut your fingers.
At 7-Eleven, right? Bought that at 7-Eleven, went over to the car, used that to cut the belt off of the supercharger.
So you look like you had a little miniature hacksaw in your hand going back and forth for a good 15 minutes.
That was 1:45 a.m. this morning. That was a couple of hours ago.
Oh, my
God.
And without the belt on it, it fired right up, ran like a champ. You know, I'm sure it was running a little rich at this point, but I just baited it back over to the shop and – and you know, swapped cars, and then, you know, went home to call you guys.
This Bob is the life of what we deal with in these cars, isn't it, man?
Hey man, I'll tell you what, dude. If it's something mechanical, and I tell this to not only friends, clients, everybody, if it is mechanical, there is going to be a point in time where it is going to fail.
It is.
That's just the way it works. It's just when and where it happens is always,
and the degree to which it happens.
Yep.
I know, but we love it because that instant before it fails is still 425 rear wheel horsepower in an E46.
That's it.
You know?
Exactly.
Yeah, right.
That's why you do it. And I'm basically standing there with a suit on, you know, going, all right, I got to get this belt off. And I'm trying to think of all the ways I can get this belt off. I don't have any tools. I don't have a knife. I don't have anything with me in the car. Oh, and of course, you know, it broke on the way to the event, so I needed to leave the car for a couple of hours and deal with it on the way back. And I walk up to it. It's fine. Car's there. Looks great. I'm like, okay, I'm just going to walk up to the 7-Eleven, walk back. In that 15 minutes walking to 7-Eleven and back, that's when I got the parking ticket.
Come on.
No.
The car.
And all four wheels were missing. It was sitting on cinder blocks, right? And a ticket on the window.
Oh man, I'm glad it wasn't sitting on blocks. I had just put Brembo brakes on all four corners like days ago.
Nice.
And I had the car detailed yesterday morning. We were going to use it for a photo shoot this week, so I just had it all detailed. And I got a call Vortec on Monday. They're not expecting my car,
Lord.
But.
It's coming, isn't it?
We need to find out what's next. But anyway, that was my Friday night. How'd you guys do?
We didn't do too bad, man. And Bub, one of the things Matt was talking about is an E46 platform. For those around the world who don't know what that is, could you please tell us what is the E46 platform, man?
Yeah, so it's just essentially the body style. So, you know, just like everything, there's, you know, the for guys that are, you know, GM based, there's like the C3 Corvette, C4 Corvette, C5. Same thing with the BMW baseline. There is the E36s, E46s. I mean, all the way across the line, there are totally different models, all about the year range and the body style of what you're working with.
Right on, man. Right on.
And it sounds like what you're describing, Matt, you said it was an E36 with an E46 swap, I think.
No, actually, it's an E46. It's a 2001.
Okay.
It's got forged pistons and rods, a slightly little bit lower compression, and it's got a Vortec supercharger with an air-to-water intercooler. This is me just being nerdy now.
That's okay.
It's got an air-to-water intercooler on it, and it's, I don't know, it's running like 12 or 13 pounds boost or something on it, and it boogies. Yeah. Well, sometimes.
Yeah, that's a good
it's
setup.
On the side of the road.
And Bub is and sitting on the side. Yeah. And Matt was saying that it's got an air to water. What was it, Bub? Cooler, you say?
Yeah, intercooler for the supercharger.
So what does that do? What does the intercooler do? And what does air to water do?
Well, of course, anytime you're working with forced induction applications, whether it's turbo, it's supercharged, anytime you can get colder charge temps in terms of air going into that motor, that is going to be a better peak performance, better reliability, better throttle response. That's what you're looking for, is a colder air charge going in. And that's what you get when you do either a huge front mount intercooler. That's why you see a lot of cars that are, you know, boosted with huge front mount intercoolers. It allows that air to get really, really cool before it enters in from, you know, from the hot side to the cold side of a turbo based application. Or if you're using a supercharger, use water to keep that air cool, and it performs just as strong.
Right on. What keeps the supercharger from locking up, though?
Well, you know,
yeah,
that happens.
Yeah, it does.
Come on, Nell. Don't lie to me. Tell me what the secret is.
Yeah, what's the secret?
I mean, so here's what I would ask you. So is that, if I had to throw something out there, Vortec's probably going to ask you the same thing. Is that system, I'm not familiar with Vortec's system for the E46 motors, is that a centrifugal or a root style setup?
Okay, so the Vortec superchargers are centrifugal. That's pretty much all they make, but they don't make this kit. There's a third party company that makes this kit.
Okay.
And the head unit itself, the supercharger itself, is from Vortec. Now, this is one of their partners. There's a company that makes BMW supercharger kits, and they work with Vortec. So if you go to Vortec and say, hey, you know, I'm looking for a a supercharger for my BMW, they're going to say, well, we don't have it, but here's one or two companies that we work with that make the kit, and they provide the head unit for each of those. So I'm not sure what it is. Actually, the supercharger itself has been on the car for 15 years. Just the car doesn't get driven that much. And it's only got about 22,000 miles on it. And we just started working on it again and getting it running and things like that. So I, you know, look, my thought is I don't know. I can't say for sure. I mean, my initial thought was there's something wrong with the oil feed line that goes to the supercharger. Maybe the supercharger wasn't getting oil or something along the lines of that. But that's easy for us to test because, you know, the supercharger is still on the motor. We just cut the belt off. We can fire up the engine. And if there's any oil going through the line, then we know that's not the issue. But, you know, or look, it's like I said, it's a pretty old design for the supercharger. It's probably 15 or so years old. And the units that they have now are better and they're more efficient. And they even have self-contained oil unit ones. But
They did.
You know, we'll give them a call. We'll see what the options are. We'll figure out what the next thing is. But
what are your thoughts, Bob? What are some of the things being in the top three there today, what would you look at, man? Some of the things?
I think Matt's actually on a good point there is, you know, between one, the age of the unit, which really doesn't affect too much of it, except for the internal components that are inside, you know, the technology that's based inside of it. But aside from that, really, you know, the only thing that causes like that would be considered, you know, a side mount style supercharger. Belt driven, still right off the front of the crank. But, you know, that style setup is something where if it locks up, it's probably going to be either oil related or something internally that just failed, either bearing failure or something like that. One or the other, both could be oil related. But like Matt's saying, if it's something as simple as oil feed going up and the oil drain's working, you know, you're not really going to have much of an oil problem. Could just be something in the unit that's just gone bad just from pure age. Maybe the design, there was a design flaw and it's just that time that happened. Now there is, you know, like you're saying, there's so many different, you know, better modern options. What's nice is the units today have progressed and changed so much, but probably from a mounting standpoint, Matt may get lucky enough to even just be able to buy a new head unit with all modern designs swap it right in there. And it may still mount right up to all his flanges and brackets that he's got there.
By head unit, do you mean audio or do you mean mechanical?
I mean, just the supercharger unit itself.
There we go. Good morning to our very good friend, Michael Wasco. Michael Wasco is known in the area as Mustang Mike. He's a great supporter and fan of ours here locally. Wonderful, wonderful guy. He said he'll run that BMW now that the supercharger belt's off of it there, Matt.
Okay, yeah, let's do that. Let's run it. It's probably running a little rich right now. But, hey, look, I've got a Mustang as well. So you want to go head-to-head on Mustang. I've got a 93 Mustang Cobra we're building for the SEMA show, and that's actually got a pro charger on it.
There you go.
Yeah, absolutely. You're doing some SEMA stuff now. We're getting ready for SEMA this year, Bub. You took a category last year. You built the world's only 2.3 liter stock block EcoBoost to ever break 500 horsepower. In fact, you laid 603 horsepower down on the ground and didn't touch the internals, man.
It's a fun little beast. We got some pretty insane rides right now, Matt, that we're doing here at BEM, doing some crazy, crazy SEMA rides. A lot of stuff that, you know, what's crazy, man, is, you know, you're out there on the West Coast and that style in the car culture is totally different than down here, in South Florida. It's crazy. And, you know, it's really fun for us. I got asked that the other day about the looks of the SEMA Mustang that I built for Precision last year for SEMA. And, you know, a lot of people were asking me like, hey, you know, like that kind of car, like to, you know, for this area, just, it doesn't look right, you know, because of that West Coast styling and the SEMA car styling. You have, you know, there's crazy flashy colors. There's, you know, there's stickers, there's decals, there's, you know, the wide bodies, the roll cages. Like, it's just totally different style than what you typically see here in South Florida from like the West Palm area south. All you see is, you know, 6 and 7 figure high end exotic cars. So it's like you get these clean exotic cars, but you don't necessarily see SEMA style looking rides here. And we literally have 5 that are about to hit the streets and just cruise around until SEMA this year.
It's crazy. And that's what makes it work, right, Matt? Because it's the different car cultures and different car cultures are geographically, you know, that bring us all together into this one love for transportation, man. Right.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I was just in Florida. I haven't been there in a long time. And I used to live there 20 years ago. I lived there, and that's kind of where I grew up with, you know, when I was 16 or so, I was in Florida. So I went to high school there and stuff. So a lot of sort of my first experiences with driving cars and all of that started in South Florida. And, you know, it was a big Mustang scene back then. There was a big street racing scene back then. And, you know, there was a lot of, like, my high school years were a lot of, like, Mustang versus Camaro wars. And anyway,
sure,
a little bit of Grand National, but that was quite a bit earlier. And I just went back to Florida the first time in like 20 years for a wedding. And I was rolling around Fort Lauderdale, and it seemed like everyone now has a Bentley Bentayga.
Like, there you go, man. Yep, you're talking about the area. Yep.
Yeah. It seems like everybody's rolling around in the fancy SUVs and stuff. So, you know, it's a little different. It's a little different now.
Totally different.
Fort Loudoun is just south of us. We're about 30 miles north of that. So yes, that's what to Bub's point earlier. You know, it is that way here. It is all exotics here. The Bentleys, the Ferraris, the Lamborghinis, the Bugattis are all here. And that it's a daily thing for people here.
You know, what's funny too, is we did, Matt, a while back. Are you familiar with the McLaren movie that just came out?
Yes, I am. I mean, I think I watched it a little while ago. Yeah.
Yep.
So maybe I want to say, I don't know. I want to say maybe 8 months ago, 9 months ago, we did a VIP cocktail, like a sneak peek behind the scenes. We got, you know, the first shots of the McLaren movie from McLaren Palm Beach. They invited us down.
They released a new model, wasn't it, Bob? Something
The 720S.
720.
So they released the 720S at this cocktail party. And, you know, we were honored to be there and see that movie, you know, 2 months ahead of it getting, you know, unveiled to the public. And I cannot tell you, bro, how after that movie hit, I've never, ever seen a car in our area, our backyard, sell so much. Like when you go out now and you go to car shows, you go to Cars and Coffee, you go to, you go to just like these cocktail parties. There is literally a line, and I'm not kidding, a line of 720S McLarens sitting like they are just Honda Civics. Like that is how incredibly taken off those cars took from that movie alone in this area.
It's crazy.
I mean, lines of them.
Yeah. It's funny you said that. I was just at a McLaren event like last week. And the 720S, I had the opportunity to drive that car quite a bit. We did a lot of for McLaren. It's fantastic. The car is amazing. you know, first of all, a car that fast, and being rear wheel drive, not all wheel drive, like a lot of supercars are kind of going to that technology or going to that technology with the use of the engine and electric motors driving the front wheels or something along the lines of that, making it all wheel drive, similar to like the NSX. The 720S sort of became my new benchmark for the most impressive like supercar out there. And we spent a couple of days with it. We did a lot of filming with it. I got to really drive it hard. And then somebody brought me a Ford GT. And there's a new Ford GT.
And it was over, wasn't it?
Yep.
It wasn't really better or faster than the McLaren 720S. It's just McLaren did such a good job, but I expected that from McLaren. That's what they're supposed to do. With Ford, they did such a great job with that car, but also I liked what it represented. You weren't really expecting Ford to do what it does with that car. And just for that reason, just for what it represents, you have to love that car. Now, it'd be great if I had the money and I was on the list and whatever, but you know, fortunately for what we do here doing the shows, you know,
you and Bob and I are just working guys. We're just right. working guys, man. We're not going to be on that list anytime soon. We are not Adam Carolla, shall I say.
Right. Adam's not even on the list. And, you know, I do the show with Goldberg as well, WWE superstar. And
now I don't feel so bad.
And he's not on the list. It's funny, right now as we speak, Adam is in Detroit meeting with Ford. And
I
told him, hey, why you're up there, get me on the list for that GT500 that's going to come out. So, you know, he laughed it off. He's like, ha, 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 yeah, that'll be good. I was like, no, seriously, man, you're going to go up there. I was like, don't laugh it off. Like, let's do that. Get me on the list for that thing. So we had some fun recently driving the Ford GT. And that's part of what we do for the show down here is we do drive a bunch of the different cars. We sort of get the press cars or basically what we call them.
Yeah, exactly.
You drive cars for about a week or so at a time, depending on what it is. Not a Ford GT. Out here in LA, you get it for one day.
Mm-hmm.
So you make the best of whatever you can with one day. So, you know, you take
good
it out for lunch. Basically what you do.
A good story I'll share with Matt here about the GT. Mustang Mike says he ran the Pony Express in 88 and 89 at Moroso, which is now Palm Beach International Raceway, Bob. Mm-hmm. He said, Tom, thank God to Bob and Tom. They revived this area. It was dead. Thank God. Well, I take that as a compliment, and I'll share why, Matt. This area here is where all the celebrities live. Alan Jackson, Celine Dion, Jimmy Buffett, Tiger Woods, the list goes on and on and on and on. Kid Rock, they're all right here. They live on a place called Jupiter Island, Bob. Mm-hmm. And the bandit himself, Mr. Burt Reynolds, lives right here in our backyard.
Yeah.
And we're still very good friends with him and his crew. And you know, of course he put Jupiter, Florida on the map.
Yeah.
It was one of the reasons when we opened the South Florida business, we looked in this area because we're very loyal to that. That comes to me, Mike, as a real testament. It's chilling. Gives me chills to say that because we really wanted to get Jupiter back on the map, because of, Burt Reynolds. So thank you very much, Mike. I appreciate that. But GT40s, you are doing a one-off GTX1. That came to you from the West Coast. It was pulled from a place out there. I don't know if we can mention names. I'm not big on downing people. This particular car you're buttoning up and sending home next week, it's been with you about a year and a half, 2 years now, belongs to a fairly prominent client. And you found out last week that the other people this guy had ripped off so badly are willing to pay $90,000 for you to design these tops you've done for this car. Talk about that and share that story with Matt.
Yeah. So, there's a company out there, Matt, I'm not sure if you're familiar with it in the Ford history, that in the mid 2000s, when the Ford GTs were pretty strong, hot and heavy, one of the original designers of that car actually broke off from Ford and was licensed and contracted to do a certain amount of quote unquote X1 conversions on the Ford GT platform. So meaning you basically take this car, you do a full body style conversion to it, and you would get essentially a roadster style GT. And that would either consist of a single target top, you know, much like the mid 90s Supras, you know, some of the things like that, the Corvettes, you could just remove this one piece targa, or you could get a T-top style design instead of, you know, where the top of the door would full, you know, naturally come in and out and close as you open and close the door, you know, to full like carbon rear engine covers and, you know, a bunch of little body mods and aesthetics just to make the thing look a little bit different than your base model Ford GT. So that was kind of the contracted history to it. And then what happened was the guy had taken in all of the contracts and, or the company essentially that was contracted to do it had taken in all the contracts and all the rides and never finished the job. So there was an entire warehouse found of these four GTs that were contracted to be built, and they were all just cut up sitting there. So we had one sent in to us. We've just now finalized that full conversion, doing a one piece target top, full carbon rear engine cover. I mean, a lot of body mods, a lot of custom molding, but it just looks absolutely sick, man. And it's something that when you talk about that Ford GT, it's those cars are just one of the, I mean, just pure animals, man, just gorgeous.
Yeah. I'm familiar with the GTX one, a guy that I know does have one. We rode around in it. It's pretty fantastic, but I didn't know that about the company or whoever was making them. He had his, and as a client, he loved the car, but you know, he loved the car in the sense that it was in his warehouse a lot and he just looks at it. So I couldn't say for the quality of the build, but, and that's bad. That's an unfortunate thing. Like we've seen this a bunch of times. We've seen this with, you know, with the Eleanor Mustang conversions from the group of Texas a while back and just, and there's, and it's, it really is sad because, you know, we all sort of love this hobby together and there's so much, you know, there's so many people, you know, we talked about the SEMA show before. It's one of the things we like about this is you'll go around and you'll see so many of your friends in the industry and
you,
even though they're there and they're working and you're like, how you doing? They're like, oh, it's SEMA. I've been on my feet all week and it's such a crazy show and it's so busy in Vegas and blah, blah, blah. And they're like, yeah, but I wouldn't trade it for the world. This is where I get to come and hang out with all of my friends from all around the world. And we get to chat about cars. And a lot of those guys, you know, they're all, you know, 95% of them are fantastic. And even if they switch from company to company, they're still in the same industry. And, you know, I'll talk to somebody who works for some exhaust company. And a few years later, he may be at a clutch company or a cam company, but they're still there. You know, everybody kind of knows everybody. So it's sad when one company tries to rip off some people or can't fulfill on their promises and it hurts the industry a little bit. But I'm glad you guys are getting that car fixed up because I'm sure the owner of that car loves it and deserves it.
Well, and the other thing is too, he's very, very active. You know, good work always takes time, as you know, Matt. It's not fast. It's not quick, especially when you've got one perfectionist like Bub. It doesn't matter if we got 10 people here. Bub wants to, as do I, we want perfection coming out of here. You know, every nut and bolt indexed, everything perfect, everything test driven, quality control built into every piece, no rattles, no squeaks, no breakdown, no reliability issues. And it takes time to do that, you know, especially me from the management side, but from the build and design side, it's a lot and you have to partner up together and things take time. Quality takes time. This guy's affiliated with all the forums. And he said, Tom, you know what, when my car comes back, you guys are going to get flooded with work. Wouldn't be bad to be paid 90 grand to build one top. You know, that ain't a bad day's work.
Yeah. Right.
Then I'd be on that list for the new GT.
Yeah.
I'd like to be there too. Now, one of the things we talked about was the new supercars. Guys, I'm going to throw this one out there and I'm going to let you guys hit it like a shark hitting chum. The new C8 Corvette.
Yeah.
Bub, you're smiling.
Matt, what do you got over there?
Well, I mean, the C8 specifically, that's going to, what we believe is going to be the mid engine, rear mid, if you will, Corvette. I don't know much about the specs or what's going to power it. Already with the C7, what we're doing with the Z06 and now the ZR1, it's a pretty badass car as it is. I think a lot of people were saying, oh, you know, the Corvette's going to go to mid engine. It's going to change the style and the thing, you know, and I don't know that the Corvette's going to go. I don't know that the Corvette's going to go to mid engine and only be mid engine. I think, correct me if I'm wrong, and maybe you guys know more about this, but I think they want to continue to make the front engine Corvette, but then also have this up model mid engine sort of supercarish version. I wasn't aware that the mid engine Corvette was going to replace all Corvettes. So maybe there's going to be sort of two models.
You know, it's so here is my, I would say, both personal and professional opinion, right? And I wouldn't draw a line between either of them on this topic. The Corvette since the C6, even going into the ZR1, the factory supercharged C5s. So, and I'm talking back in like 2013, I want to say that car was around 12, 13. When those cars were being built at the 650 horse mark, those cars at that point in time, and this is, you know, I'm talking like C5 still here, the factory C5 ZR1s, factory supercharged, those cars couldn't get 0 to 60 times because of the power that they produced.
Right.
And that was then. So we have done nothing more than, you know, over the past few years, we've pushed that needle even further.
Yes.
And the cars are coming out stronger. They're coming out more powerful. And this is out of the gate mass production. These things are getting to a point where today's technology is allowing for, in the especially the C7s, you know, the Z06 packages on the C7s, those cars are getting, and we've done a lot of mods to those things, so much power out of them that they are getting violently scary.
Yes.
And in the wrong hands, it could be
mine,
a death machine. And, you know, I feel like when you start crossing that limit of too much power versus being able to control that kind of power, and trust me, now those cars have plenty of traction control, but still in the wrong hands at the wrong time, if you don't know how to power that and steer it, it could be a problem.
You're a big proponent of safety on the streets, Bubs.
Well,
as
sure.
am I.
You know, and I think that that bar is getting pushed really hard in terms of what our vehicles today, mass production, are producing in terms of power versus what it's going to take for people to get their hands on them. And there's, that's only asking for trouble. So personally and professionally on this one, I do feel like if GM keeps moving that bar forward more in terms of power output on the Corvettes, I would like to see them go to a mid-engine design to get some of that weight distribution over the right places. Then you can really kind of push that car to its fullest.
And that, now that you say that, Bub, it was funny. The reason I asked you to that as leading industry authorities and figures, I was doing some research on the C8 on Instagram. I was seeing it, and you know, my very good friend is Paul Senior from Orange County Choppers. Mm-hmm. He has a vet. Eventually, is going to wind up down here in your hands, mm-hmm. as does his stuff. And he, this particular person had posted, Matt, up on Instagram. You know how they with the design cars, they keep covers on them, so you can't really tell what they're looking like. Correct.
Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. You camo them, yeah. or wrap them or do something to them. Yeah.
Exactly. So it looked very much like an exotic car. And I was just kind of taken aback. The one thing about social media is everybody has an opinion, and it's usually all negative. Okay.
Well, not many people say like, oh, cool, that's really hot.
Yeah.
So,
and I found
nonsense.
It is. And, you know, the lack of knowledge that he contained and the statement that he made was, you know, he doesn't understand why anybody would go to a mid-engine design. Well, obviously you don't know cars very well. You know, the mid-engine design, the 981, is the most perfectly balanced car ever built.
Mm-hmm.
It will go around a square corner, and I own one. And unless you've driven that Porsche, you don't know.
Yeah.
And, for every reason, I think that new Corvette, the mid-engine platform, is gonna be, it's gonna be, look, Lamborghini, everybody better be aware.
Yeah. You know, it's, I would agree to that. You know, I don't know, Matt, have you driven any of the Porsche GT4s?
No, you're talking about the Cayman GT4s.
Yes, correct.
I've driven the Caymans, and I've driven the Cayman R, which is the previous gen, like lighter weight version. All
yes.
fantastic cars. You're right. It's very well balanced. Just a great, like, go-kart in traffic, by the way. That Cayman R that
wow.
we did a while ago that had, like,
yep.
You know, just cool little features, maybe kind of over-the-top kind of deal, but, you know, just, like, the door puller for the handle on the inside of the car is, like, a little strap instead of
yeah,
anything.
Yeah, a little racy strap.
Mm-hmm. You know, yeah, because they're like, oh, it's a little bit lighter, you know? Like, I don't mm-hmm. know if it really is, because you can still get the car with air conditioning and a radio, but but such a great car. But you're talking about that rear engine, the rear mid, if you will, engine platform, those cars performing so well. Yes, they do. We talked about the McLaren. I mentioned the Acura NSX. Like, they've all got that balance and stuff to them. But that being said, and I'm a fan of the C8 going to a rear engine. Maybe it doesn't mm-hmm. replace the front engine car, but mm-hmm. it could go alongside the front engine car. But I'm a
yeah.
sucker for the long nose front engine
yes.
GT style
yes.
of cars. You know, I
sure,
like
absolutely.
The way the Corvette looks. I like the way an
uh-huh.
Aston Martin looks. You know,
yep.
I like my favorite Ferraris are the front engine Ferraris. That, and by the way, front
yeah.
engine doesn't mean it's not mid. We talked about rear mid. These are front mid, right? So the engine is
right.
still sitting behind. You know, the front
but
axle, basically.
Yep.
But, you know, half of it's tucked under the dash. Like, I mean,
yep.
how gorgeous is a new Ferrari, like F12 or the new
yes.
Superfast?
Yeah.
I think those are I would take those over a 458 any day of the week. I just love the style of that car. I'm a sucker for the GT style of car.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
By the way, I would definitely agree to like the new F12 Testarossas. Those things are just Jesus.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. They're fantastic. And the next version of that is called the Super Fast. And I'm not sure if you guys are buddies with Ken Lingenfelter, but Lingenfelter is a great guy. He has a great job.
Yeah, he's super good guy. Super good dude.
He really is just the nicest guy ever. He's, you know, his whole business is fantastic. Talk about making Corvettes go fast.
He's a good dude.
He does that. He does that quite well. But he has a nice collection of Ferraris as well, and his collection is fantastic because he opens his collection up for charity events, and it's a lot of like kids'
field
trips. So he
that's why we do that.
He's on the list with Ferrari. He's got his great collection, and then I think he's on the list for the Superfast, the Ferrari Superfast, which is the next version of the front engine.
Yeah.
But also because he has all the kids come by for the charity event, he buys like the Transformers cars from the movies and stuff. So he's got this weird collection of cars that, you know, he'll have like a Pontiac Solstice from a Transformers movie that he bought at Barrett Jackson and sitting next to, you know, La Ferrari. But because that's what the kids love. They want to see the supercar and the Transformers car. So, great guy, great car collection. It made me think of him because he's the only one that I know of so far that's getting the super fast. I'm sure there are other people. I just don't know all the Ferrari people. But
I wonder if the Andreatis brothers are mine. Interesting. But Mike says, Bub lives and breathes cars and mechanicals, and I know that I recognize his gift from God. You do definitely have a gift from God, Bub. You know, you stepped out of high school. I started seeing this in you about four, age of eight. It's in the book we're writing, age of eight. You know, I actually took on a second job at what's now Advanced Auto Parts, and you were right there, man, working the counter, putting away brakes, and I gave you the paycheck that we got every 2 weeks, and it kind of you were working with registers and tills and clients. And at 14, you said, Dad, we're going to do this. And here we are today, man.
That's right, man.
It's a great story, isn't it, man? Only in America, man. Only in America. Right?
Yeah.
How about that? It's a great thing. Now, tell us a little bit about Matt. I want to hear more. I haven't spent enough time focusing on your podcast because we enjoy talking cars with you so much. So, you know, and I'm sorry we haven't spent that time on there. And I don't like to overshadow what you do with Adam Kroll. I want to talk about you, Matt. You know, and your successes. The podcasting is a wonderful up and coming industry. We've got two of them that are hitting the number one in the international syndication ratings. We're very proud of that, and we're very proud of what you do as well for the car community. And it's a lot of fun. Let's talk a little bit about your show, man.
Yeah, thank you. Like I said, we're such big fans of the industry ourselves, and that's where CarCast came from. Is we talk to car guys all the time and go to different racing events and things like that.
Yep.
And so we decided, why not record it? Excuse me, why not record it and see if other people are interested? So CarCast is a podcast that I do with Adam Carolla, like you said. Adam is a big car guy. He's into vintage.
Good
racing.
Dude, man.
He has an amazing. Yep. Yeah, it's just. You know, he's worked hard over the years for all the various shows,
Good
the Man Show and Loveline and everything, and that's afforded him an amazing car collection. And I'm very fortunate to be able to do everything sort of car related with Adam. I help buy and sell the cars and curate the collection and do all the events together. We're going to Indy 500 next week. I think he's driving the pace car or driving in the pace car or something.
Sweet. I'll drive it and wreck it in turn two.
Yeah. As long as it doesn't have a supercharger on it, because those things I hear seize up. I'm not, you know.
That's okay. We'll run to a local 7-Eleven. Ladies and gentlemen, the Indy 500 has been delayed. While Tom, Bub, and Matt run to 7-Eleven.
7-Eleven to get some sort of makeshift part. Adam's got a collection of 10 Paul Newman original race cars.
Yeah.
It's something we're both very proud of. That collection is great. And the documentaries that we've created in Adam's documentary division as well. We've done a film about Paul Newman's racing career called Winning the Racing Life of Paul Newman.
Yep.
We've done one called The 24-Hour War, which is Ford versus Ferrari at Le Mans in the 1960s.
Wow.
This year, pretty soon. Actually, we're going to the Indy 500 next week to screen for the very first time a documentary about Willie T. Ribbs. He's the first black race car driver to ever qualify for the Indy 500.
Oh, wow.
And it was a huge struggle in that era for him to do something like that. And he's still around. I think he's going to be there, Willie T. Screen that. And then I believe next year we're going to have our official Shelby doc, the Shelby documentary that we're working with the Shelby family on creating. So, but anyway, the podcast itself is, I've been doing the podcast. CarCast has been around for almost 9 years. Recently, we expanded the show to 2 days a week. It was 1 day a week with Adam Carolla. And then just because of Adam's schedule, I needed to bring in somebody else to sit there with me and do the show. So I brought in Bill Goldberg. Bill Goldberg is WWE superstar, professional wrestler, actor, host, but he's a big car guy as well. Just his
another
style
really
of
good
cars
cat,
are
man.
A little different. Yeah, yeah. And he's such a good dude, eats a lot of protein.
Yeah, so do we. Do the same thing.
But his style of cars is much different than Adam, so it made sense for me to bring in him and to sort of broaden up the show. And he's got two Dodge Hellcats, and he's got two Dodge Demons. One Demon he's basically got parked in his garage and he's not touching, and the other Dodge Demon is a project car that's probably going to go. Excuse me, it's going to go to SEMA as well. We talk about it on our show all the time. We've been following along the build on my CarCast podcast with Goldberg. He's basically taking a Demon, which is designed for drag racing, and turning it into a road racing car. And
nice.
And the Demon, by the way, is not just a Hellcat with drag radials. It is quite a bit different. Sure, it's got a lot of horsepower. It's 840 horsepower. But the spring rates are different. The shock calibrations are different. The brakes are different. It's got four piston brakes because it runs a smaller wheel. It doesn't run a 20-inch wheel. And because when you put the drag pack on it, it needs to clear – the smaller wheel needs to clear the brakes. So he took his car down to HRE wheels, and they literally scan the car with a ferrule arm and use 3D software, and they – scan the wheel well just to make sure everything was right. And they designed a wheel package, a 20-inch wheel package for that
car. Kind of like what you do, Bob.
We're upgrading the brakes. We're stepping up to the 6-piston calipers on the brakes. New shock calibrations from Bilstein. It'll all still be controlled by the computer. It's all cockpit adjustable. Full exhaust from Magnaflow. And it's been a sort of a trial and error. He's got it set up right now, but there's a lot of wheel gap in the back. And we got to find a wheel size that works, the tire size that works, or lower the car or whatever. But it's great to be able to talk about that show, with Goldberg every Wednesday. And then every Friday, I can talk to Adam about car collecting and the best auctions in the world and Paul Newman's legacy and vintage racing and stuff like that, which Adam does quite a bit of that. So if you want to see any of these Paul Newman cars, by the way, we race them all the time. We take them out to vintage racing. They all get restored and Adam drives them. Coming up very soon. Excuse me. Coming up very soon on June 10th, there's the San Marino Motor Classic. It's a car show out here in California, just outside of LA. It's like the second largest concourse behind Pebble Beach. It's grown a lot over the years. It's a fantastic show. We did a deal with San Marino that we are bringing all 10 of the Paul Newman race cars and displaying them together for the first time ever. We've never taken all 10 cars out. We're only able to do this because we've got our guys at Passport Transport, the trucking company, they're helping us out. And San Marino is only, 25 minutes, 30 minutes from our shop. So we couldn't, bring everything to Pebble Beach or anything like that. We can only do it here. So because there's a lot of work. But anyway, the entire collection of Paul Newman cars is going to be there all at once, which is fantastic. And at Monterey Car Week this year in August. We will be there with Nissan. Nissan will be the featured mark at the Rolex Historics, which is the racing event. The Monterey Car Week, if you guys, I'm sure you've gone. If not, it's got to be on your bucket list. Pebble Beach is there, and the Concorso Italiano is there, and the vintage racing events are there. It's like the greatest like car week on the planet. And at the racetrack, there's always a featured manufacturer. And this year it's Nissan, and it's the first year ever a Japanese manufacturer is the featured mark. So many of Paul Newman's race cars and Peter Brock, the BRE cars, the Bob Sharp cars, so many of those cars are all Nissan that we did a nice deal with Nissan. We're going to be up there. Adam Carolla is going to be racing Paul Newman's 1985 GT1 National Championship race car, fully restored. We've never raced it yet. This will be the first time. He'll be racing that car. We're going to bring three more cars to display, and we're going to be doing CarCast live from the racetrack probably on Saturday. This is coming up in August. So it's going to be a fantastic event, and we're glad to be working with the guys at Nissan and everybody involved on that. Well, that's a little great shameless plug, guys. Sorry about that.
That's good. In fact, we're at the top of the hour. I want to read a couple things. Jack up in Ontario, Canada says, nice to see him bringing back the horsepower. Right on. Mike says, Adam is great. He gets slammed just like Tom and Bob do. Thing is, Tom gives back more than he earns, as I'm sure Adam does as well. Thank you, Matt. A race is on. I'll follow your show. Know also you are a cool man. Bob and Tom, great show. I look in the camera and I thank you from my heart, Matt. Thank you. All right, Mike, thank you so very much. Matt, we are at the top of the hour. I would like to ask you, may I please have the honor of inviting you back? I'd love to have him back next week, and let me tell you why. They're getting ready to go to Indy, I think, next week.
Yeah, that's right.
Maybe the week after. We are very good friends with Rich McDonald from Superformance. His father was the driver that was killed coming out of Turn 3 in 1964 at the Indy 500. He is still kind of the head of the Shelby and Daytona projects.
Yeah.
I see a lot of similarities here with Matt and Adam and Rich. I would love to put a show together with all three of you guys. Would that be okay, Matt?
Absolutely. Anytime, guys. Anytime. This has been
Matt,
fun.
I cannot thank you
for having me on the show. This is great.
Give us again one more time before we sign off here. Would you please share with the audience around the world what nights they may hear CarCast with Bill Goldberg and Adam Carolla and Matt DeAndrea?
Yes, CarCast is our podcast. It's at carcastshow.com, or you can just subscribe on iTunes. CarCast with myself and Goldberg is every Wednesday, and then Adam and I is every Friday. And if you ever get lost there, you can follow me at Motorator on all social media.
Motorator, right. You know what? Let's get a couple of those cars down here too. We'll do them Bubba style. We'll show you guys what horsepower and reliability is all about.
I'm telling you, when you guys decide to head out to the West Coast, come swing by, come see the car collection, and hop into
love
the
to.
Studio with us and come be a guest
love
on
to.
CarCast. We'd love to have you on the show.
And we'll gladly call anytime you'd like us to. Bub, we'll close on the fact that you are good friends with Nick Hogan, Hulk Hogan's son, who is out on the West Coast, who drives a twin turbo Supra. Hulk Hogan, of course, is probably very good friends. He lives here in the Tampa Bay area, across from us on the West Coast. He's very good friends, I'm sure, with Bill Goldberg. There's a lot of tie-ins, and we've got a lot more we need to discuss. I've got show notes here.
And
Hulk
just got his demon package as well.
And he just got his demon. We got secrets. We got secrets, Matt. We need to do another episode, my friend.
All right. Sounds good.
Matt, we love you guys. Thank you so very much for being part of our family, man. We can't thank you enough from the bottom of our hearts.
Thank you, man. Have a good one. Again, I appreciate everything you guys are doing over there.
You're welcome.
Thanks,
man. Thank you so much. I will be in touch after the show. I'll send you a text. We've got some ideas we need to cross-pollinate with. Thanks so much again. We really appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
There he is, ladies and gentlemen. Matt DeAndrea from CarCast. Wonderful show, Bub. We've got to get out of here. We are at the top of the hour. This episode's been brought to you by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. That's Bubba's Exotic Motorsports.com. Shop us for all of our 20,000 online catalog, Bub. Everything's out there. Miss Outlaw Boutique, the moose is loose on the internet. MissOutlawBoutique.com. Check it out. She's back from Hollywood. Lots of great stuff getting ready to go on sale out there. Orange County Choppers, Bub. Orange County Choppers are Choppers Done Bubba Style. We're going to have some, I think I'm going to have Jim Kerr call in next week, or Senior call in next week. Talk to us a little bit. We've got a huge episode coming.
That's right.
With, we're going to have a big episode.
We'll get some sneak peeks with the guys from OCC about the new release of American Chopper coming out on the 28th. Discovery
Channel.
Guys,
man. Senior is just my buddy, man. You know?
That's right.
He's a good cat, man. Really good dude. And let's not forget CarCast with Bill Groberg and Adam Carolla, Bub. Let's support those guys. Get out there on the Podcast One Network, which is where you hear us, the number one rated internationally syndicated motorsports show. Ladies and gentlemen, let's reach out to touch somebody's life in a positive manner today. Let's open the door for somebody who's got their hands full. Let's get somebody a pair of shoes out of your trunk if they've got holes in the bottom of theirs. And if they're standing on the corner with the sign that says, "We'll work for food," take them across the street to Sitco or 7-Eleven, Power Bar, and a power drink. It's cheaper than your designer cup of coffee. Bub, until morning, Monday morning at 11 a.m., let's keep on
doing it Bubba style.
Let's keep on doing it Bubba style.